Advice: getting through the after spanking or kinky party blues. Say you're home, just back from a spectacular spanking weekend. You watch spankings happen, you receive spankings, and even gave a few spankings. A dream come true, right? Now it's Monday morning and you're back at work in a sort of deep and dark state of mind. After such a thrilling weekend, how could this be? You are experiencing after-party blues. Rest assured, you're not alone. Most of those who were at that same party are also in the doldrums, especially if they were attending a party for the first time that made all of their dreams come true. Here are a few suggestions to balance out reality after such an extraordinary experience. Number one, this is the first and perhaps the most important time to pull out those mental nuggets of spanking kinky memories that you have stored in your head from the weekend. Take lunchtime, bath time, break time to bask in those memories of what just happened. Did that girl really happily lay across my knee and allow me to spank her? Did she then ask me to pull down her panties to give her a bare-bottom spanking? Was I dreaming, or did I just get wet as that man looked into my eyes, verbally reprimanded me for driving too fast, and then bent me over a table to paddle my bottom with my pants down? Was that woman really chastising me in front of a room full of people? Did she then boss me to bend over the arm of the couch and then announced that she was going to humiliate me by pulling down my panties and spank me in front of all these witnesses? Oh man, so many memories. Number two, in a safe place or in code, write down some of the highlights you don't ever want to forget. This will assure you not to forget some of your juiciest details. Number three, don't spend hours perving online. It could make acclimating back into reality even more difficult. Instead, only set prearranged chunks of time for perving and keep to that plan. Number four, during those set chunks of time, get on FetLife and make sure you're connected to all the new friends that you just made at the party. Savor this time. Friend each one, remind and thank them for the time you spent together. Perhaps even ask if there was something you could have done even better. And remember, they may be experiencing the after-party blues as well. Number five, learn from each experience you had at the party. Analyze how you felt about different encounters. Write that down also if it's safe to do so. Like, what interactions worked well and gave you the result you wanted? Which interactions fell short? What was the difference and why? Were there things you might not want to say or do at the next party? Are there new ideas or goals you want to achieve at the next party? Number six, do fun vanilla stuff. Go to the movies, out to dinner, visit with vanilla friends or family. Do things that will balance out the unique experience that you just had. Only pinch yourself in private. And number seven, remember, there will be another party to attend. It'll be different, but if you play your cards right, it'll be just as exciting and unique. If you have questions, please don't hesitate to ask. Madam Samantha here.